Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuh. ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية اللهم آت أنفسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا زدنا علما أما بعد. Today's subject is a very important subject. It is to ask Allah for both this world and the next world. Some people say that we don't ask for anything of this world. We don't want no worldly things. I don't get pleasure in nothing. Some people even go so far to say, I don't get pleasure in anything except the zikr of Allah. All I get pleasure in is just in the zikr of Allah, nothing else. That statement is not correct. It's bad manners. Sometimes we say, I don't want anything of this world, and we don't ask for worldly things. That is rude. Not to ask for worldly things is rude. Someone wrote to Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullahi. He said to him, make dua for me. Pray for me. Whether Allah grants me my worldly wishes or not, He lets me have always my real aim, which is His pleasure. What he said to him, Talal Maulana Thanwi alayhi rahma, pray for me, make dua for me. Whether Allah grants me my worldly wishes or not, that doesn't really matter. He lets me have always my real aim, which is His pleasure. The Maulana wrote to him, to say this is bad manners. To say this is bad manners. And is also false too. It's a false statement. Sometimes, in fact, one of the worst diseases and one of the worst fitnas is something which is called self-righteousness, where a person thinks himself to be so pious and righteous and as though he's walking on a cloud and looks down at everybody. That's very, very bad, because that brings takabbur and it brings arrogance. And takabbur and arrogance in ibadat and worship, you start to resemble shaitan, ma'adhallah. The Mawlana wrote to him to say this is bad manners. We also have worldly needs. Who doesn't have worldly needs? We must pray for receipt of desires concerning both the worlds. And Allah taught us that. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآكِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Mufti Taqi Damat Barakatuhum says, it is wrong to say that Allah may or may not give us our worldly prayers, but He may give us His eternal pleasure. We are in need of worldly desires too. We are not malak or malaika. We must pray for our needs of the world as well as of the hereafter. If we do not get to eat for 3 days, all our pride will evaporate and we will be in a bad shape. And then we hear a different story. Don't get food for 3 days. We are in need of so many things, even sound health. My God, Allahu Akbar. Even sound health. Last lesson was what? It is sunnah to pray for what? Good health. Allahumma inni yasaluka siha. Not all the money in the world could what? Buy health. Wow. We are in need of so many things, even sound health. So, present all demands to Allah. Present all demands to Allah, whether they concern this world or the next world. It's the first point, first lesson. A lesson bearing case, a story which has a great ibrat and lesson behind it. I heard this story, says Mufti Sahib, from my respected father, Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Shafi, Qaddasallahu sirrahu wa nawwarallahu marqadahu. Ameen. There was a saint. His father narrated this story. There was a saint. There was a wali, a friend of Allah, engrossed deeply in dhikr of Allah. He was so overwhelmed by it, so overwhelmed by this dhikr, that in his ecstasy and joy, these words slipped out of his tongue. وَلَيْسَ لِي فِي سِوَاكَ حَظٌّ فَكَيْفَمَا شِئْتَ فَاقْتَبِرْنِي. And that's a very big thing he said. فَلَيْسَ لِي فِي سِوَاكَ حَظٌّ. Well, I get pleasure in nothing but your zikr and remembrance. لَيْسَ لِي فِي سِوَاكَ. There's nothing for me besides you. There's no hadh, no portion. لَيْسَ لِي فِي سِوَاكَ حَظٌّ. There's no portion for me besides you. Portion of happiness and joy. فَكَيْفَ مَا شِئْتَ. So however you want, O Allah, فَاقْتَبِرْنِي. Take my test. Take my imtihan. These words slipped out of his tongue. May Allah protect us. Ameen. This was a very dangerous, dangerous proposal. We seek Allah's forgiveness and His protection from that. The result was that his urinary tract was blocked. Allah caused it. His urinary tract was blocked and he was in terrible pain, unable to pass urine. Man has to pass urine. The saint, the wali, was told in this way. He was told by doing that, Allah is telling him, you said, the saint was told in this way, you said that you find pleasure in nothing but my remembrance. That's what you said. وَلَيْسَ لِي فِي مَا وليس لي في سواك حظ فكيف ما شئت فاقتبرني. You said that you find pleasure in nothing but my remembrance. Here you need to pass urine too. If the passage is blocked, then your life is miserable. Your life is miserable. The saint understood that he was wrong. He repented to Allah and sought his forgiveness. Small children came to him to learn the Quran. And he would say to them, Udu li ammikum al-kazzab. Udu li ammikum al-kazzab. Make dua for your lying uncle. Make dua for your lying uncle, because it's a false statement. Laysa li fi siwaka hadhun. Fakaifa ma shi'ta faqtabirni. It's false that I don't get pleasure in nothing but your remembrance. A lie. So you used to tell the children, Udu'u li ammikum al-kadhab. He had made a wrong claim that he got pleasure in nothing else but the remembrance of Allah. So Allah may be asked for everything, and that is who he is. Nevertheless, he, Allah, is a being whom no one can claim to be independent of. What Allah says in the Quran, Antumul fuqara ilallah. You are all in need and dependent of Allah. And in that it includes wali, it includes nabi, rasul, king, pauper, white, black, everybody. Antumul fuqara ilallah. We cannot do without him concerning our worldly affairs or our hereafter. Look at the Prophet, the Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at him. He is the best example for us. He asked for every little thing from Allah. Every little thing from Allah, he asked for it. Even things like, what did he ask for? Sustenance, rizq. Allahumma inni asaluka ilman nafiya wa rizqan wasiya wa shifaan min kulli da. While I ask you for beneficial knowledge and for wide sustenance and for cure from every sickness. He asked for sustenance, for health, sihat. He asked for refuge from want and poverty. He asked for refuge from laziness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzni wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. He asks refuge from laziness also, and cowardice, jubun, all these things he asks Allah. Sought refuge in Allah from these things. Hence, it is rude to say whether Allah gives us our worldly needs or not, we only want from him always his pleasure. Rude, wrong. Then sometime a person might think that if we make the dua Rabbana Atina, that's a comprehensive dua and that includes everything. Enough to make a comprehensive dua? Is this enough? Someone wrote to the Maulana Tanwi alayhi rahma. He said, the prayer Rabbana Atina fid dunya hasana. Wala grant us good in this world, wa fil akhirati hasana, and wala grant us good in the next world, wa qina adhaban nar, and save us from the adhab of the fire. So the person said, he wrote to the Maulana, this dua is a comprehensive dua. It includes everything. There are many other duas. I wonder, if we ask for a garden which has everything, then why should we ask for all those things severally again? And Fasa Isa, this is the question he posed to him. This is a comprehensive dua, it's jamia. And there are many other duas. But he's saying, I wonder if we ask for a garden which has everything in it, then why should we ask for all those things severally again and separately? This supplication, Rabbana, Atina fid dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban nar, is a comprehensive dua that omits nothing whatsoever. O Lord, grant us the good in this world and the good in the next world. This prayer includes every need of both worlds. This man wonders, why should he ask for each of those things individually and separately if he makes the comprehensive dua? This should be enough. He should make only that dua and not the other duas, like a dua for sustenance and for health and for sihat and all these things, etc. But no, this is also a wrong attitude. More humility in making separate prayers. There is more tawadhu and humility. And this path is the path which is to bring us upon the path of humility. Humility. The Mawlana wrote to him in answer, humbleness and humility are great things in the sight of Allah. Very great things in the sight of Allah. As opposed to ujb and takabbur. There is more of humility in asking for every little thing one by one. There is more humility in that. This is why the ahadith teach us separate prayers for different things together with comprehensive prayers. The Prophet, the Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also asked for each thing separately. This is his sunnah also. For instance, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-khayra kullahu, while I ask you for goodness, all of it. Wa a'udhu bika min ash-sharri kullihi, and I seek refuge in thee from evil, all of it, all types of evil. It's a comprehensive dua. This prayer includes every need. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who made that dua, had also asked for little things too, like health, safety, good manners, pleasing submission to fate, ridha bil qadr. The pleasure in asking for each thing is different. A different pleasure in asking for different things. And if one asks for his individual needs, he puts his heart into it, and he's more pleading, and therefore more humble. Increase in number of prayers. Besides, if a man asks for each thing one by one, then the number of his duas will multiply. For example, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. If anyone intends to repeat this dua, then he will do that a few times, maybe 3 times, anything between 2 and 10. In contrast, if he asks for each need separately, O Allah, give me this, O Allah, give me that, and so on, then he will make innumerable duas. Each dua, each supplication is a amal-e salih, pious deed. The more a man prays and makes dua, the more reward he will get, because every dua is a righteous deed on its own. Hence, make many requests. The difference between Allah and man is that when we make many requests from people, they get turned off from us. After a time, as they see you coming, they want to run. As they see your face, they say, oh God, he's coming for something again. But the more requests we make from Allah, the more Allah loves us. That is why the Prophet, the Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, ask Allah for shoelaces too if you need them. Even for your shoelaces, to ask Allah for it. In this way, you will get what you want and also a reward for the righteous deed, and you develop a connection with Allah. Do not therefore stop at comprehensive prayers. Don't stop at comprehensive prayers. Allah does not demand brevity, iqtisar. The more detailed a request, the better it is. Allah doesn't want brevity. The Nabi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayed constantly. When the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to supplicate Allah, he made several prayers, one after another. For instance, he prayed, Allahumma zidna, O Allah, increase us. Wala tanqusna, and don't decrease us. Wa akrimna, and show us, give us ikram, show us respect. Respect, grant respect to us, elevate us. Wala tuhinna, and don't humiliate us. Wa atina, and give us. Wala tahrimna, and don't deprive us. Wa athirna, and prefer us. وَلَا تُؤْثِرْ عَلَيْنَا, and don't prefer others above us. وَأَرْضِنَا عَنْكَ, and make us happy with you. وَارْضَ عَنَّا, and you become happy with us. Each sentence of this dua is comprehensive by itself. But in spite of that, he joined them together with the conjunction and at right through. Rabba Allahumma zidna, again atfan that. Wala tankusna, that is comprehensive. Increase us, don't decrease us. Give us, don't take away from us. But again he made atf, conjunction an. Wa akrimna, wala tuhinna, wa atina, wala tahrimna, wa athirna, wala tu'thir alayna, wa ardina anka, wa arda anna. He made another dua. He would make dua one after the other. Allahumma inni as'aluka siha. While I ask you for sihat, for good health. Sunnah to pray for good health. Wala iffata, and I ask you for iffat, purity and chastity. Wala amanata, and trustworthiness. Wa husnal quluk, and good character. Wa ridha bil qadr, and pleasure with destiny. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has combined many things in his dua and made it detailed. One should make requests to Allah. Make requests to Allah and make it very large, detailed and comprehensive. I remember when we went to Nizamuddin to India, the first year when we went to India, in the Markaz in Nizamuddin, and we met a person by the name of Bhai Padia, very saintly person. He died now, may Allah have mercy upon him. He was the first man to bring a Jamaat from South Africa to these shores, to the Caribbean and West Indies. First man to bring Jamaat in these parts, Bhai Padia. And he said to us, he's always smiling, but his heart is always crying. Smiling face and crying heart. And he said, beg from Allah. Pray to Allah. Don't keep it in your heart. Don't say that he, Allah, knows what I want. He says, no, beg, pray, ask. Because it is only when the baby cries that the milk flows from the breasts. And that's a good lesson. When the baby cries, the milk flows. Prayers in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, make this dua when you wake up in the morning. Allahumma bika asbahna, O Allah, with your help, have we begun the morning. Allahumma bika asbahna, O Allah, with your help do we begin this morning. Wa bika amsayna, and with your help do we come to the evening and find ourselves in the evening. Allahumma bika asbahna, wa bika amsayna, Wabika nahya. It is with thy help do we remain alive. Wabika namut. And with your help, it is with your help and with your power do we die. Wa ilaykal masir. And unto you is the eventual returning. Dua for the morning. And make this dua when you wake up in the morning to start your day. Allahumma, ay Allah, inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm, while I ask you for the goodness of this day. As the day starts in the morning, you make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm, while I ask you for the goodness of this day. Wa khayra ma ba'dahu, and the goodness after today. Wa a'udhu bika, and I seek refuge in thee, O Allah, min sharri hadha al-yawm, from the evil of this day. Wa sharri ma ba'dahu, and from the evil that is to come afterwards. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm, while I ask you for the goodness of this day today. Wa fathahu, and for the fatah of today, the nasr of today, the nusra, the help, the conquest of today, the victory of today. I ask you for the fatah, the victory. Wa nasrahu, and the nusrat and help of this day. Wa nurahu, and the nur of this day. Wa barakatahu, and the barakat of this day. Wa hudahu, and the huda, and the guidance of this day. Allahu Akbar. Good, victory, help, nur, blessings and guidance. Also, make this dua. Allahumma ja'al awwala hadha an-nahari salaha. Wa la, make the first part of this day one of goodness. Wa awsatahu falaha, and make the middle of this day one of success. Wa akhirahu najaha, and the last part of it victory and success also. Allahumma, ay Allah, inni as'aluka khayra ad-dunya wal akhirah, I ask you for the good of this world and the next world. Ya arhamar rahimin, O most merciful of those who show mercy. Allahumma, O Allah, inni as'aluka min khayri ma taji'u bihi ar-riyah, while I ask you for the good that the wind brings, for the good that comes with this wind. And as the wind blows, you know, it's quite windy these days. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma taji'u bihi ar-riyah, I beseech you for the good of what the winds bring. And when you see clouds in the sky, you should say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri ma ursila bihi, while I seek refuge in thee from what evil these clouds may bring. So make these du'as after the Fajr Salat. They include everything one may need. They request for the good of the whole day and protection from the evil thereof. However, do not be under the impression that you need not make any other dua, that you have made these duas after Fajr and you don't have to make any other dua. Rather, whenever you need anything during the day, make a dua to Allah. Whenever you need anything during the day, make a dua to Allah for that. When you make plenty of dua, your relationship with Allah will become strong. And this is very important. When you make plenty of dua, your relationship with Allah will become strong. The essence, the hasil, the gist of tasawuf and suluk, this path, is a strong relationship with Allah. That's the essence of this path, that a person develops a strong relationship with Allah, that he understands the ayat of the Holy Quran. وَهُوَ مَاكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, he is with you wherever you are. Wherever you may be, wherever you are, he is with you, he is with you, he is with you. Allahumma'i, Allahumma'i. the essence of tasawwuf and suluk is a strong relationship with Allah. May Allah cause us to abide by this. Ameen. So these discourses were held in the month of Ramadan. And Hazrat closes up. But this is not the end of discourses. This is only book 2, volume 2. There are still 2 more volumes to go. Gratitude for worship in Ramadan. When the month of Ramadan concludes, we must thank Allah for enabling us to devote ourselves to worship. Otherwise, we are weak and imperfect. He gave us ability, and surely He will accept our efforts. Dr. Abdul Hay, Rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, never lose hope in Allah. The Sheikh of Mufti Taqi Usmani, Dr. Abdul Hay, used to say, never lose hope in Allah. What Allah says in Quran, وَلَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He will surely approve your deeds. Listen, if He enabled you to perform deeds, then inshallah He will accept your deeds too. Husnul dhan, must always have good thoughts about Allah. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani. Allah says, I deal with my slave according to his thoughts about me. And I am with him whenever he remembers me. I deal with my slave according to his expectations of me. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani. And I am with him whenever he remembers me. Make istighfar. Very important to hold on to istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And this, any shortcomings in our deeds, the istighfar makes up for that. As far as shortcomings in worship and ibadah are concerned, rather than meditate on them, you should reflect on Allah's mercy. Reflect on Allah's mercy instead of meditating on the shortcomings. Compared to His mercy and rahmat, your shortcomings are nothing. So meditate on His rahmah than on your shortcomings in your ibadat. However, do make istighfar. Whenever you fall short, make istighfar. Or whenever you commit a wrong, make istighfar. O Allah, I seek your forgiveness for my shortcoming in this worship. Astaghfirullah Rabbi. I ask Allah for forgiveness, my Rabb, min kulli dham, from every sin, wa atubu ilayhi, and I turn towards Him in repentance. We are very fortunate. We were accustomed to go to Dr. Abdul Hay, Rahmatullah alayhi, after the Eid Salat. We used to go by him, our Sheikh. We found him very cheerful and happy, and after all, it's the day of Eid. It's a sunnah to look cheerful and happy on the day of Eid too. We found him very cheerful and happy. He would say, praise belongs to Allah. We people are very fortunate. Have full faith in Allah that He has forgiven all of us. And now we are all as innocent as we were when our mothers had delivered us. Rather, Allah has converted our evil deeds into pious deeds. قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيَّاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Retain righteousness after Ramadan. In short, thank Allah for enabling you to put in an effort and seek His forgiveness for your shortcomings. Place hope in His mercy. Inshallah, you will succeed. As far as giving of rights is concerned, no one has been able to give them in full till today, nor will anyone be able to do so in future. May Allah cause our hopes to materialize. Allahumma ameen. And may He cause us to rectify our life. Ameen. Even after Ramadan. Ameen. Let it not be that we close our chapter of worship with Ramadan and with the sighting of the Eid moon. we neglect further worship. Let us not plunge into sin again. Let that not be. Pray to Allah that He may rectify our future life and cause us to spend the rest of our lives according to His pleasure. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care. This is who I am, this is me. Nothing, everything, can't you see?